In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I was actually going to give you a kind of a show and tell today, but I think I'm going to do it tomorrow because our cameraman was sick and I wanted to be able to have it filmed because we're going to show you the things about a wedding, the crowns, the rings, and the common cup, and I was going to show you those things, but we'll do that hopefully, well, not next weekend because I won't be here, but the weekend after that, I will tell you all the symbolism of a wedding, okay? You might even, a couple of you might get to wear the crowns too, okay? You got better odds if you're a boy that you'll be able to wear one of the crowns.
Why?
Because we have less boys. That's why you have better odds.
Oh, the boy gets to wear the boy's crown.
Exactly. So I'm going to instead talk to you about this parable and see if you understand it, okay? This parable, anybody remember sort of a summary of what this parable was about? Go ahead, Sophie.
There was a rich lord who, and one of his servants owed him a debt, and he was going to throw him into prison, but he pled mercy, and the lord had mercy on him. And then he went and threw one of his fellow servants into prison for a tiny, tiny, tiny debt.
For a tiny, tiny debt, correct. Okay, that's basically the parable. Let's see if we understand these things. So it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who would take account of his servants. Are there other parables that are like this that begin the kingdom of heaven? There's actually a lot. Mm-hmm. And basically what they're teaching us is how you need to act to be saved. That's basically what the parables teach. They say the kingdom of heaven is like this, but it's sort of like saying you need to do these things to get in the kingdom of heaven. So tell me, or not do these things. Sometimes it's not do these things. You're right. So who is the certain king? Who would you say that certain king is? Go ahead, Nina. God. The certain king is God. Okay? Now, this is a parable. This is a story. It's not really, this never really happened. But it's meant to illustrate something. It's meant to teach us something. Okay? So, who is the person who owes 10,000 talents? What kind of person is that? Who's that supposed to represent?
Us.
Us. Exactly. It's supposed to represent us. And what does the owing of money mean? What does it kind of mean?
Our sins.
Our sins, exactly. Our sins. So, the person owes all this money because he's sinful. So, who's like that person in this church?
Me.
Me too. Me too.
Me.
All of us are like that person, okay? All of us are like that person. And so, he didn't have anything to pay. Can you pay for your sins?
Yes.
You can? How do you pay for your sins?
By repenting?
But you don't pay? Because your sins are so many that you can't pay God back. So how do you get your sins forgiven?
By forgiving other people's sins?
By forgiving other people's sins, yes. And basically, the mercy of God. God wants to forgive your sins. So when you confess your sins, you're forgiven. So the Lord forgave the servant, and all of his sins were forgiven. What was the sin when he went out and told another fellow servant who had owed a little bit of money that he had to give up the money and he didn't have it, so he threw him in jail? What would you call that sin? What do you think, Vivian? What would you call that sin? There's several ways to talk about it. Hmm? You think he was being nice? No. He was being mean, okay? So that sin was being mean. Anybody else have something else that sin might have been?
Greedy.
He was being greedy. Greedy is when you want stuff, right? You want more and more and more and more. Okay? Any other sins? There's actually a lot of sins that he committed. Emmy?
Not forgiving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any of you guys ever have trouble not forgiving? You don't? Well, I'll tell you what. I happen to know that if you have a brother or a sister, you have trouble not forgiving. Mm-hmm. And you know how I know that? Guess how I know that?
Because of you?
Because I had a brother and a sister. Because I'm human. Because humans don't like to forgive. And I'll prove it to you. Anybody who has no trouble forgiving, jump up and swirl around 3 times. Nobody did it. Nobody did
it. I think I did.
You did it?
I think. I don't remember.
You don't remember. So, sometimes we have trouble forgiving our brother or our sister. Or our brothers or our sisters, right? There was another sin that he committed. What did the Lord do for him? He did something very wonderful, didn't he? He forgave him his sins. But then what did he do? He didn't forgive somebody else. So what other sin is there? What if I were to tell you something like, I want you to come to my house at 3 o'clock, and you don't come. And I call you at 4 o'clock, I say, where were you? And you say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I forgot I was supposed to come to your house at 3 o'clock. So the sin of this man was he forgot God's mercy. Okay? He had the servant cast into prison. You know what prison kind of means in this parable? It means hell, really, yes. Now, a person cannot cast another person into prison, but our sins can cast ourselves into prison. Okay? Now, I want to ask you, when he cast that person into prison, his other servants knew about it, right? And they went and told their master. Who do you think the other servants are in this parable?
Who? The angels.
Angels. They're angels, yes. The angels see everything we do. Of course, the Lord sees everything we do too, right? The angels see and they tell the Lord the things we do. Why was this master mad at him? Why was God mad at him?
Because he had just been forgiven and now was being unforgiven.
Exactly. How can you apply this parable to your life? Listening to this parable and knowing something about it, what can you do to change your life?
Not commit the sins anymore.
Not to do what?
Not committing those sins he was doing.
Not committing those sins he was doing. Well, that's very general. Let's talk about something specific.
Forgiving.
Right? You can forgive your brother. You can forgive your brother. Right? You can forgive your brother or your sister and your sister. Right? You can give your 5 sisters and your brother. And you can forgive your sister. Right? And you can forgive your brother. Right? And that's not an easy thing for children to do. But that's... I'll tell you right now. If you learn to forgive your brother or your sister, you will have a successful life. You've got to learn to forgive your brother and your sister. That's very, very important. This is what this parable is teaching, is you must forgive those people around you. And we forgive because God forgave us. Yes, Matthew?
I have 3 sisters.
You have 3 sisters and a brother, okay. Well, then you got a lot of work to do, unless they're... Of course, this one's so good, you don't need to forgive her very often, right? You have a whole lot, don't you?
And this boy right here has 6 sisters.
He has 6 sisters. I think he might have the toughest job of all. Huh? All right, so this is what the parable teaches. It's very important. Now, you guys don't read the Bible that much yet, but you should, actually. You should at least have the Bible read to you. How many people have the Bible read to you? You need to all raise your hands eventually. I want to make sure that you all have the Bible read to you. Parents, you hear that? When I ask this question again, I want to see every hand come up.
Actually, all of us have read to us on Sunday.
Well, no, I'm not counting that. I'm counting at home, okay? At home. So, but you need to learn how to read the Bible. The Bible is teaching you how to live, how to change, okay? So this parable is teaching you that you must forgive your brother and your sister and your mother and your father and your friends and everyone else.
And yourself.
All right. So God bless you. I hope you remember this, okay? I hope you're paying attention because I'm starting to lose you. Remember, forgive your brother and sister, okay? God bless you. Go ahead.
And I think we have to forgive everyone.
You have to forgive everyone. I agree with that. All right. God bless you.